even know where to start.
From the beginning.
So how can you tell if somebody loves you or if somebody is into you from a guy's perspective?
From a guy's perspective, I think it's eye contact. Mm-hmm. You know how the way someone looks at you, and you know, you get that vibe from people, you
but
know?
Then some people can pretend, you know, to be into you, but maybe they just flirting, but they don't really into you. They might be in a relationship and they want to see if they still got it.
I know there's some people that have like that really flirtatious type of
so which
attitude.
Means how can you determine that, you know,
I think at
difference?
Some point you just kind of have to ask.
You can ask.
Yeah, right.
Like, how can you ask? Because you have to be sure maybe that person might be in a relationship. So maybe the person just like you, but not really want to go out with you. So if you ask like, hey, are you into me? Or in what way would you ask? Oh, you want to go out with me?
No, I wouldn't. I think at first, maybe you can... maybe ask a friend who are close friends. You know,
yeah, but let's take it for instance, like if you don't know, you just, you know, you've been seeing that person, let's say, okay, at work, but you know, the person is super, super nice to you. You don't know whether they like you or they flirting with you, or you don't know where it is. So
where you stand with them?
No, not really. But then sometimes you might like somebody and that person might not like you. So
right.
Which means I just want you to, how can you tell the difference? Like, unless the person invites you, can you have a coffee with me or something?
You can, but sometimes, you know, you could just have that close friendship with somebody that
what about like if you want more?
I don't know. I think if you want more, you kind of just kind of have to put yourself out there. At some point, are you just playing games or...
No, this is not a matter of like playing games. This is a matter of like, you know that, okay, you've been around this person, you know, but you don't know whether they are into you, but you into them. But then how do you approach the situation? Because you don't want to come out in the wrong way. Because
right,
especially some people will say sexual harassment. So how can you determine like if the person wants you or they just nice? But then sometimes the signal can be right and sometimes the signal can be wrong. So this is like, I personally feel like it's a tricky, you know, situation. Do you have to study the person like 6 months? Because I know that there are some people that they think somebody likes them, which, you know, by coming out, they say, I'm sorry, I don't like you that way. But then, did they really
say that?
That
happens a lot to
so
almost everybody, trust me.
No, it happens almost everybody. Oh. But then, if you don't want to be that everybody, how are you going to make sure that you don't, you know, embarrass yourself?
There's going to be embarrassment. When you put something like love in the equation, and
you become, you know, vulnerable.
Right. You're going to be embarrassed no matter what happens.
No, but then...
There's no way to do it, I feel.
No, there's some way. What about if maybe you take the risks and there's actually love there? So which means you can't tell, but I feel like maybe there will be one you're going to be vulnerable to. You open yourself for risks. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's a difficult situation.
It is, just because like once you put it out there, you can't take it back. It's out there now.
Is that,
you
what
just
about
made it
if
awkward.
What about if the person end up hating you because they like you, but now you tell them, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I feel like I have something more for you. But then they don't have anything for you. Now the person doesn't want to talk to you at all.
That happens.
Way.
That happens. Have that happened to you?
No, it hasn't.
That
has it ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did yours happen? You don't have to go into detail, but you can tell me like, the circumstances that led to that, and so how did you feel about that?
Well, you feel horrible because you find out the person that they actually like, and it kind of like, you kind of get jealous. Like I'll let you know, I'm kind of a jealous person a little bit.
Okay, so let's say if you kind of a jealous a little bit, but then so you like somebody which is in the past, then later on they didn't like you, but then you realize that they are into somebody else. So but then you've already opened up to that person. So in that situation, what did you do? You got hurt, and did you guys stay friends, or she end up not?
No, because like I said, it does get awkward. It becomes like you once were close friends, and now it just becomes a hey, hi, and you just kind of go on and do your own thing.
But then at the back of your mind, you feel like, why did I even say something?
Yeah, because now you're like, okay, now I just ruined what, I mean.
Yeah, I ruined the friendship. Yeah, because sometimes it's better for you to keep the friendship with somebody
than to lose everything.
That's why I'm asking the question is, how can you tell, you know, the signals? Is it like love signal or you just a friend signal? Like, I mean, how can you differentiate the two as so it doesn't happen in your situation? And the reason why I'm asking all this question is because I have a topic that we're going to discuss, not today, mm-hmm. but I just want to have, you know, a little bit background of this situation before I bring mine. What is actually bothering me?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then it seems, even though it happens to you, you still don't have the right answer.
Yeah, I don't think there is a right answer, because, you know, everybody's different. There's no like actual tried and true formula.
No, but the whole point of is like, is there a way to differentiate, you know, if somebody really like you or they just, you know, love you or they are into you or they're not, or they're flirting or not, or just they want you as a friend, or somebody is just super, super nice to you, but that doesn't mean they want to be in a relationship with you. Because sometimes somebody might be super, super nice to you, but then it's not in that way. So you might think, oh my God, you know, this person is super, super nice to me. Do they like me? Because the special guys, you think when a lady is all around you, you might think they have something for you. It might not be that situation. Maybe they like your company. So, but then you might think, oh my damn, maybe this person like me. But then how would you avoid that? Unless, like, would you invite that person for a coffee and say, hey, you want to hang? Determine, or you just go straight and say, hey, I have feelings for you. You want to go out with me? That's super awkward.
That takes some guts to do, because it's kind of hard. You know, rejection is a hard thing to kind of
do.
No,
but then the thing is, I know rejection is a hard thing, but then before you even say the words for you to get rejected, right? Mm-hmm. How can you tell the difference? It seems you're still not answering my question. I'm just trying to get it from a guy's perspective.
It's very difficult because, like I said, everyone's different. Because, like you said, people flirt and they're just really friendly, or that's just their personality.
Yeah, but to me, if you don't like me, why would you flirt with me? Which means
some people are just
bad.
Yeah, they crave attention. They like it. Some people love it.
No, the love is just, okay, let me flirt with somebody. I don't love them, but then sometimes...
Yeah, you're a tease. That's
I know, but then if you become a tease, like, let's say in life, I believe that you might end up not liking or loving somebody, but the more you hang or the more you associate yourself and you start developing love for them.
That's
so
true.
You might think you're doing it for fun, but who knows what is what happened at the end of the day. So that's why I'm trying to figure out, you go straight to the point and just get hurt and get rejected and move on, or you're just going to also flirt along and play the games for the longest. So how did yours happen? So you
were, it was like, well, as you know, this was back in like high school.
Oh, that has been a long time. That's like 10 years plus.
But
you are still figuring out
stuff. Yeah, but this is when, you know, I would actually put my feelings out there, but
okay.
But you obviously, you probably seen pictures of me when I was not the most attractive person. So I was very insecure.
I haven't seen any pictures when you
really
were young.
Like when I was younger.
But then whether you young or old, I feel like you always cut your hair. You look like you very decent. So why do you think like when you were in high school, I would say you were even more handsome when you were in high school than being an adult. You know why?
Why?
Because it's like now work takes all your time. You're all stressed up. But high school, you don't really have any responsibility. You don't care. You just want to go to school and just come home and do whatever. But right now, you're thinking about paying your bills, thinking about doing that. So you're more stressed than being high school. So I would rather say, like, you were more, you know.
But I wasn't thinking like that.
Yeah, but then at the same time, okay, if you tell me when you were, like, in high school, you were insecure about a relationship, then that I'll believe, which up to now, I think you
I
have
still
a little
am.
Bit.
I still do.
Yeah, but then why do you think, because you hardworking, you are nice looking guy, so why would you think, like, you're still insecure that like, somebody's going to reject you?
I think, I don't know, when I was little, I was always just that person. I was always the fat kid, the overweight kid, the kid who was always awkward. So I think that just
How overweight were you?
I was a pretty chubby kid.
Have you ever shown me a picture of yours when you were in high school? I don't think so. I think the only picture you showed me was when you showed me your dad picture, and you showed me like,
oh,
I think about 10 years old picture, which I say you and your dad look the same. But high school pictures, I don't think I have. But then I think that's when we have MySpace and all that. But right. since we don't have that anymore, I don't think I'm going to see that picture.
Maybe if unless, I can find one, then I'll.
Okay, then the next time I see you, I should see, because I don't think, I would say, even though now that you still look handsome, you still have the insecurity. So I don't think that has gotten nothing to do with your.
No, really, I think it crippled me a lot.
Why did it cripple you? Why wouldn't you have, like, there are some people, right, that will kill for your, you tall, you handsome, you hardworking, you don't smoke, unless you do that,
I don't.
You drink occasionally, you know, you're very respectful. Okay, rich, you're rich in your own way. Just take that as a compliment.
Sure.
So I don't see the reason why you have to have insecurities. It's like, unless maybe... I always believe, like, if you want something, you go for it, because you never know when that thing is not going to be there. Why would you wait for somebody to take something that you wanted? At least put your heart out there. But do you get scared or something?
Yeah, I do. I think it probably comes to me being a very shy person growing up.
Oh, that's why when we went to London, you still couldn't find anybody because you bought a ticket to go all the way to London. It's a $10 million question, which we saw gazillion women, especially when we went to Birmingham Mall. Guess what? We went to Birmingham Mall. We sat right in the middle of the mall, so we can see every creature that passed in and out.
Okay.
We went to coffee station. We went to the sweet station. Every woman likes sweet. But at the same time, you weren't even looking at the women. You were thinking about looking at your coffee. You were looking at the sweet. So in that case, I don't know, maybe. But have you ever been like, really, really met somebody that you like and you told them that you like and they rejected you?
And like I said, it happened once.
But since then, you didn't have
since
the courage
then,
to
no.
go. So it's been years. Life is too short. Why would you put yourself anyway? I know that this conversation wasn't about you, but somehow it just turned towards you. But then I still feel like, I don't know, maybe I've known you for a long time, right? I'll personally say it's not insecurity. I feel like maybe you're not ready to commit to a relationship, because why wouldn't any woman want to be with you? Because why?
I don't know. I'm very like self-deprecating, so I'll come up with
like
every reason.
Like, in what way?
Like, I'll be like, well, you know, I'm not rich. I have a job that I really don't like. I don't think I'm the best.
But I pick
out myself.
Okay, yeah, I know, but love is not all about yourself.
That's true, yeah.
Love is not all about yourself, or it's about money. You have to give somebody the chance to love you. So, which means, why would you, I mean, condemn yourself without giving this somebody the opportunity to love you? You have to try it. You don't have to condemn yourself like you don't deserve the person. Maybe that person loves you, but then you've already condemned yourself. So how would you know?
I wouldn't. That's the thing. I think what I really need to work on now, I'm almost 30. I need to work on like loving myself, like working on liking myself more. And I think that's my issue, is like, I don't feel like I like myself.
Yeah, I think when you do that, it's really, really going to help. But at the same time, I feel like life is too short, you know, just to keep on saying, oh, okay, I'm not good enough for somebody. It doesn't matter. We have some people that doesn't have a job, they don't have any career. By the end of the day, they still find people to love them who they are. So I think once you're able to get that into your thick head,
I know, yeah,
and
I'm
forget
very
about your insecurity and stop about doing on that online updating, I think you're going to find the right one. I don't know what kind of women that you're looking for. I know you're looking for maybe Beyonce, Rihanna, and all that kind
See,
of people.
And I would immediately tell myself, I'm never going to get that type of person.
But even if it's not Beyonce or Rihanna or Kat Kendis or those women, I think you're going to have somebody that is in their category, not like being celebrated, but they look beautiful. Mm. Just like, because I feel like beauty is not just what is outside, right, but what is also inside. Yeah, because you might meet somebody that is very beautiful or pretty, but they are ugly inside.
I've seen that a lot. Where
did you see that?
Just everyday people that you're like, oh, they're a good looking person. And then you turn around, they start talking, and you're like, it's oh my talking God. About
yeah, it's like sometimes when I watch this reality TV show, like Housewife of Atlanta and all that, you see that they are beautiful and everything. But when you talk about class, I feel like, what
trashy.
A trash.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes I watch it not because of the show, but I'm trying to understand their human personality, that how can somebody be so beautiful and somebody that will have so much money, but then they behave so trashy. I mean, if you're making money, why don't you learn something from education? You have to educate yourself. You have to be able to learn etiquette. You know, you don't have to just go out there and say, I have money, so I'm still going to be like trashy or low class. Right. Money doesn't buy class.
It doesn't.
You can have millions, but if you behave trashy or you low class, I feel like throwing out. But
yeah,
I wouldn't be with somebody that is beautiful and have rich. But that's what some guys want. I don't know.
And but sometimes, like, I don't know. I'm not. How should I say this? When I'm watching those trashy TV shows, like you say, I have to turn it off whenever I see like a black woman acting that way. I'm like,
why black women? I feel like, I feel like black women, I don't know, they think it's nice or beautiful to behave that way.
Yeah.
But that's the most disgusting stuff I've ever seen in my life. Mm. I would say I'm trying to find the right word to behave that, because I feel like if you take 100% black women, oh God, somebody's going to shoot me there. You're going to have about 99% of black women that they are rich and beautiful, but they behave trashy.
Yeah.
It's only the 1% that, I'll say the 1%, like somebody like Michelle Obama, those class. But apart from that, even when you get the Hollywood celebrities and all that, they are rich, beautiful, but damn, what kind of trash life is that?
I don't know what causes that, man.
I'm not saying, is it because of their upbringing or is it because of their circle of friends? Because I feel like, of course, sometimes you might be mad or somebody might hurt you. There's so many ways of, you know, channel your hunger.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways of addressing an issue, even if somebody hurt you. Mm-hmm. But the way they address issue is abnormal.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know whether you agree with me. But
no, I 100% agree with you. I don't know if you ever remember this show, if you ever watched it. What was it? Oh, Flavor of Love.
Oh,
and there was that one girl. Oh my God, her name was New York.
Yeah. And
I was
after
she's actually a pretty girl. But then when she opened her mouth, I was like, oh.
Yeah, but then after that, I think they had her own show or something.
Yes, she did.
Which it didn't go nowhere. And it just sometimes breaks my heart, because I feel like if you have money, of course, some of them didn't go to college.
Mm-hmm.
But life is, if you have money, try to educate yourself. Learn etiquette. It's not everything that you have to use hunger, fight, or throwing things, or cursing words. There's so many ways that you can, you know, address issue without behaving the way most black women do.
Right,
I'm a black woman, but then I'm not saying I don't get mad. I do, but, you know, I find the right way in order to let the other person know that, hey, you know, you did this or you did that. I don't really appreciate it. We trash it, we move forward. But not like, you know, jumping on top of
the
table
or
tray, punchy people, or cursing people, and what the what the A, what the C, what the F, what the it just, I don't know. It's just, but since we're talking about this, we're just going to take a quick break and just go back to the topic.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be right back.